Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting fifth. The DH, Sal Bando. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Steve Bry. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Len Sakata. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Larry Sorensen. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting third. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Richie Zisk. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Oscar Gamble. Batting sixth. The DH, Lamar Johnson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jim Essien. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilbur Wood. And now, play ball. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wolford moves to second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cooper for the out. Wolford moves to third. Yount moves to second. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wolford scores. Yount scores. It's 2-0, Brewers. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Brewers. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bart Johnson now pitching. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is called out on strikes. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wynn moves to third. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sakata settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wolford hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zisk. Wolford reaches second base with a double. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yount strikes out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wolford moves to third. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Money hits a pop-up towards third. Soderholm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Cooper moves to second. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wolford scores. Cooper scores. Bando moves to third. It's 6-0, Brewers. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0 for 1 in the game. Bry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sakata fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the White Sox 0. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is 0 for 1 in the game. Sakata hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Wolford hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Sorensen covering, for the out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sakata settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the White Sox 0. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Yount reaches second base with a double. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Yount moves to third. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Money takes first base on ball 4. Yount scores. Money moves to second. It's 7-0, Brewers. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Money moves to third. 2 outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Wynn hits a pop-up towards first. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger strikes out. 1 out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0-for-1 in the game. Orta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0-for-2 in the game. Bry hits a line drive into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is 0-for-2 in the game. Sakata hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Zisk hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-1 in the game. Gamble strikes out. 2 outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Money settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Wolford hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Yount hits a line drive into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the White Sox nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 1 in the game. Soderholm hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Brewers. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0 for 1 in the game. Essien hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sakata fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Money hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-1, Brewers. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Bando hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Wynn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon, who is chasing the ball. Wynn reaches third base with a triple. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0 for 3 in the game. Bry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wynn scores. It's 9-1, Brewers. Don Kirkwood now pitching. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moore is called out on strikes. Two outs. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is 0 for 3 in the game. Sakata is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 2 in the game. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sakata scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Zisk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 2 in the game. Gamble takes first base on ball 4. Zisk moves to second. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wolford moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Yount hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gamble. Yount reaches second base with a double. Wolford scores. It's 10-1, Brewers. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Money is called out on strikes. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Yount moves to third. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Wynn hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. Spencer hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Soderholm hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bry hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is 0-for-4 in the game. Sakata hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Royal Stillman pinch hits for Don Kessinger. Royal Stillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stillman strikes out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-3 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0-for-3 in the game. Orta hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bry, who is chasing the ball. Orta reaches third base with a triple. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.